A career-ending wrist injury at 24 left a former All-American athlete broke, directionless, and sleeping on his sister's couch. What seemed like the end became the beginning of something far greater, a journey that would eventually touch millions. This transformation didn't happen through positive thinking alone. It required confronting childhood trauma, learning from Olympic champions and billionaire entrepreneurs, and discovering that greatness isn't a destination, but a daily practice. The path forward wasn't about returning to former glory, but building something entirely new, a life designed around purpose, service, and continuous growth. Greatness begins with a vision so specific and compelling that it pulls you out of bed each morning. Not watered-down realistic goals, but audacious dreams we're afraid to speak aloud. Angel Martinez grew up poor in the Bronx, collecting bottles at 2 cents each until he saved enough for Converse Chuck Taylor All-Stars. He walked home on the sides of his feet to keep them pristine. That childhood obsession with $6.99 sneakers eventually led him to become CEO of Deckers Brands, the billion-dollar company behind UGG and Teva. Vision isn't just what you want to achieve, it's who you want to become. When physical therapy student Steve described realistic career goals, he was hiding his true desire: a beachside practice working 5 hours daily while fully present with family. Martinez's most powerful reframe: it's easier to come from a place than to go to a place. At Reebok, he believed they were already better than Nike, they just hadn't demonstrated it yet. True vision isn't a distant destination, but a present identity. If it doesn't make you jump out of bed, your dream isn't big enough. Kyle Maynard was born without arms or legs below the elbow and knee. Standing 3'8" tall, he became a championship wrestler, played football, fought in MMA, and climbed Mount Kilimanjaro on his elbows. His breakthrough came at age 11, making his first football tackle, shifting from worrying about the future to taking action. By repeatedly facing uncomfortable situations, he transformed from crying himself to sleep to speaking alongside Barack Obama by age 19. Nicole Lappin grew up in an immigrant cash-only household and couldn't buy a plane ticket online without a credit card. She treated finance as a new language, taking a job at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for complete immersion. After breaking 3 ribs during his senior football season, the author's dream of becoming an All-American seemed crushed. He pivoted to decathlon, calling his former track coach who believed he could succeed with 6 months of grueling training. Through relentless work, he became an All-American in decathlon and earned a 5th year to achieve his original football dream. His injury doubled his achievement. Kyle embodies the Stoic philosophy that perspective is always our choice. His approach, asking, "What should I not be able to do and how can I do it?" demonstrates how extraordinary people see obstacles not as barriers, but as the very path to achievement. Champions like Michael Jordan and Serena Williams operate from crystal clarity, channeling energy towards success through focus, flow, belief, and emotional intelligence. Flow, that optimal state where performance peaks and time warps, makes executives 500% more productive and accelerates learning by 230%. During a record-breaking 418-yard game, the author experienced this. Despite triple coverage, time slowed, self-consciousness vanished, and he caught everything. The champion's mindset fundamentally comes down to belief, either in being the greatest or being guided by a higher power. This confidence must balance with humility. Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson explains, "Belief should be a weapon, not impenetrable armor creating false invincibility. True champions pursue perfection independent of results." Visualization fills the mind with success before it happens. The author mentally reviewed plays and walked fields before games, seeing himself making big plays. He applies this to business, visualizing his book in stores, speaking to thousands, successful meetings. The 15-second centering breath combats holding breath under pressure, which increases tension and impairs performance. Mindfulness centers on gratitude journaling, tracking what works, documenting achievements, identifying gaps, and committing to improvement. Thomas Jefferson knew a weak body weakens the mind. Rich Roll, a former NCAA swimmer turned lawyer, had outward success but felt empty. Working 80-hour weeks and binging on junk food, he gained 50 pounds until he couldn't climb stairs. This wake-up call sparked his transformation through plant-based eating and intense training. Within months, he placed 11th in his first ultramarathon and built a lifestyle business inspiring millions. During early success, the author gained weight, eating 7,000-plus calories daily with constant sugar. Friends called him Fluis, Fat Lewis. His wake-up call came at 254 pounds when his underwear waistband rolled under his belly. Eliminating sugar, gluten, and dairy for 30 days, he lost 28 pounds and felt transformed. Canadian kettlebell champion Amir Rosick discovered sleep was the pivotal health factor, even above diet and exercise. Quality sleep raised his IQ, fueled his championship, and built his health business. Fitness coach Chalene Johnson sees thousands transform their families, careers, and relationships through training. Your greatness problem might actually be a health problem. Our habits shape who we become. Graham Holmberg wasted his athletic potential through partying until his cousin's death sparked transformation. He developed causative habits and won the CrossFit Games as the world's fittest man. Aristotle taught that excellence is a habit, not an act. Admiral William McRaven's commencement address emphasized how making your bed starts each day with accomplishment reinforcing, that little things matter. Happiness expert Gretchen Rubin found this simple habit had the biggest impact on readers' happiness, creating outer order that contributes to inner calm. Wealthy individuals share common patterns: maintaining to-do lists, waking early, continuous learning, regular networking, consistent exercise, minimal junk food and TV, teaching success habits to children, and goal setting. Every decision carries both a price and a reward. Good habits yield growth, while bad ones offer instant gratification that can ultimately cost you your vision. When Adam Braun asked a begging boy in India what he wanted most, the answer was simple: I want a pencil. Rather than rushing into charity, Adam strategically joined Bain & Company to build business skills and capital. After using Bain's social impact program, Pencils of Promise came to him. Starting with $25, the organization has built over 300 schools, transforming hundreds of thousands of lives. Research shows service may extend your life. People who contribute to their communities tend to live longer than those who merely consume. Service doesn't require grand gestures. Ron Finley plants gardens in South Central LA. Kyle Maynard inspires veterans. Sean Johnson supports young female athletes. Whether through time, talent, or treasure, service should become part of your identity, not an extra task. True greatness isn't found in achievements or material success, but in the depth of impact we have on others' lives and the lasting legacy we create.